This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday spikes in the number of new COVID-19 cases in some countries were driven partly by young people letting down their guard, but that the world needed to learn to live with the disease. Tedros said during a news briefing in Geneva that we've said this before and we'll say it again, young people are not invincible. The coronavirus pandemic sent the U.S. economy plunging by a record-shattering 32.9% annual rate last quarter, and it's still inflicting damage across the country, squeezing already struggling businesses and forcing a wave of layoffs that shows no sign of abating. The economy's collapse in the April-June quarter, stunning in its speed and depth, came as a resurgence of the viral outbreak pushed businesses to close for a second time in many areas. The government's estimate of the second quarter fall in gross domestic product has no comparison since records began in 1947. More than 670,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 152,000 in the United States. And the number of infections is more than 17.2 million globally and approximately 4.5 million in the U.S. Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro stated in an online video that he was taking antibiotics to deal with an infection that left him feeling weak, chuckling cold in his lungs after he left isolation due to the coronavirus infection. The president said he'd just taken a blood test and did not elaborate on the infection that led him to take the antibiotics. He spent nearly 3 weeks at the official presidential residence after testing positive for the virus on July 7th. His wife, Michelle Bolsonaro, tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday, according to a statement from the presidential palace. Bolsonaro has consistently referred to the virus as a little flu and shunned social distancing and lockdown. This is VOA News. A shift to mail voting is increasing the chances that Americans will not know the winner of November's presidential race on election night. But that does not mean the results will be flawed or fraudulent, as U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested. Mr. Trump demanded that the winner of the November 3rd contest be known that night. He told reporters, "I don't want to be waiting for weeks and months and literally, potentially, if you really did it right, years, because you'll never know." The president has repeatedly raised concerns for fraud involving mail-in voting, which is expected to be more widely used in November's elections as a safety precaution because of COVID-19. Some leaders within President Trump's own Republican Party have rebuffed the suggestion that the election be postponed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the election date is set in stone, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says the election should go forward as planned. The Chinese Health Authority said as of Friday that it received reports of 127 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on the Chinese mainland Thursday, 123 of which are domestically transmitted. The commission said there were no deaths related to the disease reported Thursday. The annual meeting of world leaders at the United Nations is going virtual this year for the first time in its 75-year history because of COVID-19 pandemic. But to expect for the likely a personal approach and appearance by U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft said Thursday that we're hoping that President Trump will actually be speaking in person in the General Assembly. In past years, thousands have flocked to New York in September for the annual meeting of world leaders at the General Assembly, known as a general debate. Because of COVID-19, however, General Assembly members agreed this month to have each country's leader deliver a pre-recorded speech. Records show that a Chinese scientist charged with visa fraud after U.S. authorities and said she concealed her military ties was arrested after she left the Chinese consulate in San Francisco to seek medical care. Filing Wednesday by her attorney says that Wan Tang had been living in the consulate since June when the FBI seized her passport and visa. Tang, who has asthma, was informed last week there was a warrant for her arrest. She has a medical emergency, and federal agents arrested her after she visited a doctor. Her attorney is arguing that she should be released on bail. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.